CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. This is the Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. Business travel, business hospitality. In fact, in general, travel in the United States for commercial enterprise, is it stabilizing? Is it returning in the recovery? Chris travels a lot. He has a business that has employees that travel a lot. So the question is, what is normal? Chris, a very good evening to you. Normalizing business travel. As I understand it right now, there are new mandates still coming. For example, this morning, President Joe Biden is expected to announce a new requirement for federal employees to receive the coronavirus vaccine. Has announced. The executive order extends to contractors that work with the U.S. government as well. This will include the healthcare workers at the Veterans Affairs in this initial phase, and we can presume that there will be a wider and wider net cast for the vaccine. Accompanying this are the protocols of masking and social distancing. On your travels in the airports, on the airplanes, and at the hotels, do you see increasing mandates about vaccine, about masking, about testing? Is it a changing story? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. It's changing kind of every day. Many consumers, many travelers will align to that in airports where required to be able to board. But you go into retail spaces, hotel spaces, even if there are mandates in place, many people are disregarding it and saying, look, if I've been vaccinated, why do I need to wear a mask? I think what you're seeing on the business travel side, through June, business travel was gaining. Then in the June-July period, it kind of plateaued at roughly 40% of normal. Now it's starting to head back down. And the business traveler is the engine that drives much of the profitability for the airlines. So it's a very bad sign that business travel is now peaking back or headed back down. You're also starting to see a large number of trade shows, industry events that have canceled out for the balance of the year or going to a hybrid remote. You're seeing more and more challenges around international travel with the EU stating to travelers, hey, unless it's essential, you really shouldn't be traveling back and forth. And you're seeing now in the TSA boarding figures that the numbers are starting to decline again. So post Labor Day, this business travel slump is really starting to take effect. And I think that's going to do further damage both to the airline and hospitality industries.
To my knowledge, there isn't yet a uniform mandate for vaccines or demonstrating vaccination. However, there are anecdotes of restaurants, hotels, even official facilities where they check on vaccines at the doorway, at the gate, or something called instant testing or testing. What I'm puzzled about is this moving story of more and more requirements, a higher and higher bar. Do you believe this is contributing to the stutter steps that the economy is undergoing, that the hesitation that has been picked up in Q3 is a product of the uncertainty of the Delta variant?
I think it's both a product of the uncertainty as well as people not yet coming back to their normal lives or their normal work patterns. So where you still have massive amounts of people working from home or working remotely, all of the, especially in the city, the high-rise environments, all of the surrounding restaurants, dry cleaners, daycare, et cetera, still have significant disruption. And I think that there continues to be a big wave of business closures that will happen through the end of the year and into next year because businesses that have been kind of holding on by their fingernails can no longer hold on with the combined problems of fewer customers and higher wages to try to get any employees to work in those environments.
That's certainly what I saw in a visit to Manhattan for the first time in weeks, that the storefronts that had put up signs saying, we'll be back, are not only not coming back, but also the storefront is empty. This is in East Manhattan around Grand Central, a central hub of business travel and hoteliers. So there is this transition we're watching, we're observing. Now, the positive. Is this normalizing? Is this the new normal for business travel, for business hospitality? And is there not a workaround? Can we adapt to it? Can we use more algorithms? Can we use more robots? Can people take command of their own ordering and serving and checking in at hotels? Is that credible, Chris?
You'll certainly see more investments in those self-service technologies, but I think that there is very much a fundamental shift going on, where if you look at the number of hotels or restaurants or convention supporting facilities, you're seeing just a massive wave now of real estate defaults, where businesses that were dependent upon business returning to normal are no longer viable. The technology would help, but it still doesn't solve the problem if you're a hotelier and you need 70% occupancy to be profitable and you're still at 10 or 15%. The fundamentals still have to improve and change. Tech can assist that, but it can't solve that larger problem.
Now the protests. I know of the protests in Australia. There were some severe ones in Melbourne weeks past, and there continues to be dissent in Australia. But that is an unusual environment. Australia has set a policy of zero COVID, not only by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, but by the governors of the large states, New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria. It isn't successful because the number of cases climb. Nothing comparable, nothing even in the galaxy compared to the number of cases in the U.S. or in Europe each day. But it does, the numbers do climb. So zero COVID doesn't work. The protests are what I'm keen on. You bring to my attention that the campaigning Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, met dissent with violence when he sought to greet his fans and misread the people who had gathered, and there was gravel thrown at him. It goes the report out of Canada. I know that the protests in Melbourne are angry protests about the vaccine, about the mandates, about restrictions. We know in the United States there are many states and people who object to the mandates of social distancing, of everything you can do up to the vaccine and then the vaccine itself. Do you expect this to disrupt commerce, Chris? This to disrupt the recovery?
I think it certainly will. There's definitely a palpable feel of anger across the country by people both at government and at the virus simultaneously. What I think that you'll see in many cases going forward, and I'll use example, one very large customer, a household name that we work with, has put out the mandate to say to their employees, hey, you have to be back in the office October 1st, no more remote work. From an internal survey, they believe about 40% of their staff simply will not return and will be terminated as of October 1st. So you're seeing more and more friction around the uncertainty, the fear, the anger that's going to translate into negative business impacts, both to employees and employers, as people still struggle with what is the new normal.
There is no longer a date certain of the end of the variants. I know this from anecdotes and also from the reporting in Science and Nature magazine, where they're still doing studies, large studies about the Delta variant. Is this then a conversation about what will be normal, not only in 2022, but beyond? Have you seen anybody speculate about a massed, vaccinated, mandated, AI-dominated culture replacing what existed prior?
I think you're seeing in the press today more and more statements about there being additional vaccines, additional on-again, off-again mask mandates, that we're nowhere near the end of this. The challenge will be economically, because the economic damage that's being done to small and medium-sized business across the country and around the world is absolutely breathtaking. What will be left when we come back, once we're through the other side of the virus, because that will be a changed world and may have significant and long-lasting, decades and decades, economic impact on this country.
You have offices overseas, and I'm particularly interested in your British presentation. Is there the similar concern in the UK?
UK is coming back to the office with greater velocity than we're seeing here in the US, and I think less nanny state intervention within. So the UK is starting to return to business at a greater velocity, but it's always one big outbreak or one new variant away from the rug being pulled out from under it again.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.